Hey everyone, Brando here.
And Mike.
And we host the Game Addicts Podcast,
a show about modern and retro video games
that we play and collect.
Now, here's some vital information for you.
Our podcast is found on podcast services around the globe, such as iTunes,
Podbean,
Stitcher Radio,
and YouTube.
Check us out every Thursday for a new episode.
But wait,
there's more. If you pledge to the Journey into Comics Network Patreon, you get early access to the audio version of the show up to a week early.
So what are you waiting for?
It's time to level up and check out the Game Addicts Podcast today. The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Butt Stuff.
Uh-oh. I have a text.
Okay.
This is how we're going to start this.
Yeah, totally.
Distracted.
Every day of my life. So, what's up, Joanna?
Not much.
Drinking coffee?
Yes, I need to drink this coffee real quick.
So, this is Butt Stuff, which, you know, maybe one day we'll go into detail about how we chose the name Butt Stuff, but we're going to round out our horror fest. I don't remember what we're calling it. Halloween something bullshit.
I have no idea.
I don't know, but, pardon me, my goodness. This week, we're going to watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil, yep. Which we have both seen and
multiple
both
times.
Loves. Yes, many times. but we're going to watch it, and we hope you will watch, too.
Yep.
So,
but first,
what?
That funny story I was going to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
She fucking teased me with the story. I sent her a text to tell her I was on my way, and she's like, okay, I have a funny story to tell you on the podcast. I was like, okay. And then she started to tell me while we were getting ready, and then she's like, but you're not going to hear the end of it until... And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I just like to tease Caitlin.
Ugh, you're the worst. Okay, carry on.
Okay. So you know how when I text you, you know, please tell me right before you're coming over.
I'm very was why.
I'm okay, very adamant about... You know, I need to know when you're on your way.
Yeah.
Because I was masturbating. So.
Obviously.
I really wanted to know if you were heading this way or not. Because that could get really awkward really fast.
Yeah.
I might come out mad, you know, if you came at the wrong time. Or if I just didn't come
if
at all.
Didn't come at the right
time. So. I was watching all these fucking videos, and I couldn't hear any of them. I had the fucking sound all the way up. Couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. And then I closed out of it, and I saw that I got a text from you that you were leaving. And I was like, what the fuck? Why didn't I hear that? Because my notifications were on, too. And I realized that I had my Bluetooth headphones connected, and they were downstairs.
Uh-oh.
Mike was near them, and thank God he did not pick them up. So I disconnected the Bluetooth, and all was well, but I felt so stupid because I was clicking out of all these videos just furious that none of them had sound. So now I have
didn't
to go
you
back
try and...
Did
you try and turn your volume up? Mine says headphones when I do that.
Mine does not.
That's actually... Hilarious.
And plus, yeah, on my phone, it doesn't bring it up if I'm watching
stuff. Mine does.
So.
Patty.
So anyway, that was my funny story.
It was worth the wait. All right, y'all. We're gonna watch this movie.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Why did you put the controller so far away? We have already been through this.
Oh, I just had
Okay, we're prepared now.
Okay, we're doing this. Ba, 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 ba. It's oh, shit.
Not one of those movies.
Do we have subtitles?
That is important.
Oh, good.
We do, because it's on Netflix and it remembers your preferences.
Yeah, but Mike doesn't like it on, so if he gets on, they're off.
That's very strange. He maybe should turn it down a little.
Oh, shit, that's far away, too.
Sack up, Billy.
I never realized that's what she was saying.
I've always thought that these, like, horror movies that start with old found footage are, like, I don't know, just completely fucking ridiculous.
But that's what makes them great.
Well,
speaking of fucking great, have you watched 31 yet?
3 days ago.
Do you love it?
Wait, 31?
Rob Zombie's 31?
No.
Oh my gosh, that movie's fucking hilarious.
What is it on?
I own it.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'll borrow it.
Yeah.
Just smacked my chin on the microphone again.
What is that? S-O-O-E-E.
That's what you say to, like, pigs when you put their food out? Like, suey?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had pigs.
Had pigs either.
I really don't like pigs. I like eating them, but I don't like them alive. Unless they're the tiny cute ones and they're in videos and I don't have to actually touch them.
There's literally 8 people and he brought one joint and she called him a genius.
I mean, maybe it's really good stuff. Like, really good.
Everybody gets one hit. Okay, bye. Okay, never mind. There's actually 9 people.
It's actually been a while since I've watched this. I think Same. It's been since probably the spring.
Oh, I think it's been longer than that for me.
I probably wasn't really watching it. I probably took a nap to it.
This child clad in denim, head to toe.
I can really hear Padfoot chewing on that horn.
I know. He's so loud. He's literally had the same horn thing for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it still looks almost new. Like, it's got scratch marks in it from his teeth, but it's not any smaller.
Yeah, and he chews on it nonstop, as
you might can be. Probably hear.
That'll probably be the entire show. Have fun. Bears in the pack, you guys.
Duh.
They don't even look 21.
At all.
They look so small.
They are small.
Small.
Small college kids.
Hey, college kids.
Brush clearing thing. He's, like, listing off all of the things that they end up getting killed. Sorry. Spoilers.
Have you ever wanted to stand on some aisle and then when you hear someone in the other aisle you just
completely fucking blank faced?
But I feel like I would start fucking laughing. It just wouldn't work.
I'd be like, I'm just fucking with you, I'm sorry.
This reminds me, you know how Mike scares me a lot and I get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've tried to scare him, it never works. One time I farted and started laughing, trying to hide behind a door, and I didn't get to scare him that time.
One time Brandon had the hiccups, and I thought, oh, I'll scare him, and then he won't have the hiccups anymore. So we were just, like, watching something on TV, like, not talking, and I just said, I'm pregnant. And he looked at me and he said, what? I was trying to get rid of your hiccups. I'm sorry. He thought I was serious, but then he was also like, there's no way that that's how she would tell me. Because I, like,
for Wyatt, I did something cute, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've scared myself, so
I could probably scare the hiccups out of myself.
I like how I told Brandon that we were starting and then he sent me a video. Like, dude.
Well,
gonna have to watch that adorableness later. Mm-hmm. Who walks up to someone holding this? You look like the fucking Grim Reaper.
It's just a fancy walking stick, Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
I'd do it. I'd walk around with it.
Do you think it would go with my hair?
You might accidentally cut your hair off.
No, I'm too short. Let's be honest.
Who's really like, I'm going to do some fucking fake karate to intimidate this dude holding a... What is that called? A scythe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. One of those.
Okay, have you never met someone in your life that would do that? Because I can think of like 5 people off the top of my head that I can imagine doing that.
I don't know. Maybe a couple.
There are so many people I can just think of. They would do some sort of stupid move that they don't actually know how to do, thinking it's intimidating and they're badass. All you gotta do is kick them in the nuts.
I don't know anyone who would do it and be serious about it. Like, they might do it in a joking way.
Oh, no.
You know some weird fucking people, dude.
Yeah. I grew up with a lot of weird people.
Can you turn it up, like, one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at how he's chewing on his bone.
He's so lazy and adorable.
They have so much beer in the truck. And they're getting pulled over.
No. I fucking love this. Because it just looks so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because, like, who wouldn't think that he was getting head? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Pulling up that fast, your shirt's just flying off of you.
Yeah. Our vacation home up by Boris Lake.
I love the accent.
I know.
It just cracks me up.
Southern accents kill me.
Jesus, Patty.
Seriously.
Your phone is just going nuts.
I know.
No one
loves
me.
It was Brandon acknowledging that we had finally started recording.
Oh.
It's still light out today.
I know.
It's so different for us these past couple times.
It's kind of blinding.
Yeah. We normally like record in basically the dark.
I like the dark.
I know you do. I know you do.
I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Bye.
He was jealous.
Because he can't afford a place of his own.
Can't afford no vacation home.
I sincerely hope you all are watching with us and at least somewhat close to, you know,
understanding what we're talking about.
Right. These past couple episodes would be real fucking awkward if not.
Yeah.
We'll go back to normal with our first episode in November.
Yes.
Promise. And it will be a special episode. Because Veronica will be on.
Yes. Extra special.
Extra special. Looks kind of like they plucked a cabin out of Friday the 13th.
Have you ever seen Cabin in the Woods?
Is that... No, that's Cabin Fever. I believe that I have.
You would know if you have. It's probably one of the most unique movies I've ever seen.
Is it... Okay, at the end of it...
It's a lot different than what you expect?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then yes, I have.
I fucking love that movie.
Did Joss Whedon direct that?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't look at who does what. I don't know what anyone's name is. I just know if I like it or not.
Must have been an archaeologist or something. There's like human rib bones hanging from the ceiling. They're probably not human. They looked a little big. Maybe a cow.
I should buy a vacation home. Somewhere where it's definitely going to get broken into and just start hanging weird shit all over the place. Bones and shit everywhere, and then have some handcuffs attached to the ceiling.
And then people, like, break into it on purpose. Like, look at all this weird shit.
No, it's supposed to freak them out, and they'll think that they're going to die.
It is so cold in your freaking house.
Because the heat's not on.
I know. It's 49 degrees out.
I don't want to hear it. Have I ever actually told you about how I used to not have heat in one of my apartments?
Yes.
That
yes,
was...
you have.
Yeah. It was colder than fuck that year. I had snow inside of my apartment. We can handle this without heat. Living with me is hell, by the way. This is when hell does freeze over.
You get one light bulb and 3 squares of toilet paper.
We have to do this the poor way forever.
Oh, they finally lit the joint. Wow. Makes me think of my cousin. No, because she has asthma and she smokes weed. Cigarettes.
I have asthma and I smoke weed.
I probably have asthma. I smoke weed.
Probably.
Well, I'm fat, so, I mean, it's not that far off. Newsflash, I'm fat, in case you didn't know. We posted that group picture and, yeah, well.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
There wasn't anything bad. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm fat. Hello, Padfoot.
You has weed.
He's like, I saw you pick up that lighter. Can you go? My God. Sorry, honey.
Come here, Patty.
You have to fix all that clipping.
Hi. Oh, hi.
That perm, though.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh, Patty.
So there's my dog. Hey, can you speak? Can you speak?
He's just like licking her face.
Can't breathe. Good boy.
Good boy, Patty. Okay, we're gonna go back into the movie now.
Yes. We've had some Padfoot time.
Yes.
Well, I go back to Padfoot time.
What a way to go.
I just want you to see how cute these are.
Boo bars.
Mummy morsels.
Oh, they're little mummies.
I know, I'm feeding...
That's cute.
Feeding my dog tiny mummies. It's so cute.
That's just what we do.
I bet everyone
Who seriously goes camping and is like, I'm going to wear my best wedges.
Well, are you trying to get laid? I don't feel like I'd even wear them.
No, not even then. It's like she's wearing them just to be a stereotypical horror movie girl. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're little pumpkins.
Oh, so they're not little mummies.
No. Don't know why they're called mummy morsels.
Weird. Take small bites, Patty.
He's such a good dog. I'm so glad.
He's so gentle.
I know. I didn't want him to be a 100-pound dog that can literally break your arm with the force of his jaws and not be gentle.
He's fucking awesome. Chad.
No one likes Chad.
Why is it always Chad? Like, always Chad.
It's just always Chad.
It's like anything. There's always a Chad. Even if his name is not Chad, he's a Chad.
I'm sorry if your name is Chad and you're not a shithead.
Sorry, not sorry.
My apology was sincere. Mostly.
You can all fuck off. No, I'm joking. I love you all. Thanks for listening.
That's not the end of the episode.
I just sucked ash into my throat and I kind of want to die. Kind of want to barf. It was gross.
That does sound gross. Ugh.
I'm not used to using a one hitter anymore. Like at all.
That's what I live on.
I know.
I have not changed what I've done all year. Just do the same thing.
I just want it. I don't remember if you can hear him in the recording or not.
Bullshit. I feel like that's my life. Mm-hmm. Just every, no matter what I'm doing, I'll just randomly hear bullshit. God damn it.
It's like the soundtrack to your life.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Patty thought he was getting lucky.
Sorry, man. Your mom's mean. But, I mean, that would be my life. Actually, he would have to say bad luck all the time.
Right? There is no person in the world with worse luck than Joanna.
No.
At all.
I could just write a story just about 2017 alone.
Right?
And it would be at least 3,000 pages of bullshit. Just.
Maybe he could alternate bullshit and bad luck. Yeah. No. I mean, there it would work out. Lady. Hey, lady.
Well, at least he's trying to be nice.
Right?
Hey, lady. What else would you say? Hey, girl. That doesn't sound good. Lady was the best choice. We got your friend! They got Allison.
Get out. He didn't even yell it in like a, I got your friend. He was like, hey,
we got
get her.
Right?
She about drowned.
Yeah, she
might be mouth to mouth. I don't know.
Nope. I wish everyone could see how cute this is.
Oh, Patty. They can. I'll post it on Instagram.
Okay.
There we go.
No.
Oh, Patty. You sweet boy. Hashtag podcast mascot. You gotta put the in there, or else it wouldn't be authentic.
What I always love about horror movies is she fell in fucking water. Her hair has clearly been curled, and it's still curled perfectly.
And her makeup is still on.
Yep, perfectly. It looks really good, and her hair looks phenomenal. Her hair does look phenomenal.
Those are not natural curls at all.
No.
That's like she spent 45 minutes at least
curling them. Look at that one.
With a 3-inch curling iron.
Just letting them bounce everywhere.
I know.
Look at that fucking thing.
And she's so afraid of him.
Yeah. I think I would be afraid too.
Yeah.
Waking up, where the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you? Oh, you're that fucking guy in the other aisle.
I need to know when this movie came out, because I feel like 2006 is probably a really good guess. Based on the outfits.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially the... That one's... The other blonde with the wedges.
Oh god, yeah. And him with the fucking popped collar on his polo.
Hi,
what
Pat.
What the fuck you want, boy? Tucker. Oh, it came out in 2010.
You were only, you know...
Had we not moved on by then?
No, not for this movie.
And I like how they showed him running and then tripping to show that he's clumsy already.
Yeah.
Because that will come into play soon.
Padfoot's head is really warm.
It's too bad he won't cuddle with me. Joanna doesn't even have pants on and she's just over here like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm about to go get this blanket.
I just have a dog.
I know. He is quite warm because he's large. That is a lot of bacon. Not that I would complain.
Yeah, if someone walked in and gave me that much bacon.
She's small, so.
Yeah, I'm not that small at all.
Like, I'm not on keto. Come on now.
I ate that much bacon.
Give me some toast.
Give me some toast.
I need fucking toast.
I really don't like toast that much. I'm just not a toast person. When I buy bread, it's for Mike. I never eat bread.
Oh, I love toast.
I
love toast.
Like, most sandwiches I get, I'd be fine if I just ate the middle of them. Like, I don't even need the buns,
but like it makes it convenient. Like an unwich from Jimmy John's.
Yeah, but I like the ability to hold a sandwich and be comfortable and it not feel weird. You know.
Oh. There's nothing that I love more than two pieces of toast with mayo and bacon and tomato. A BT, because I don't really like the L all that much.
I love the L. That could also be a Death Note reference.
I just watched the movie.
Oh, what the fuck? I hate that movie. Oh my god, it's awful. I didn't even get a half an hour in and I couldn't do it.
I'm sorry. Literally the only anime that I watch is what Brandon makes me watch, typically. Okay. Like Cowboy Bebop and Dragon Ball.
Okay. Would you read the manga of it?
Because probably not.
I read it in middle school, I believe. And I fell in love with it, and I watched the anime, and I loved it. I got really excited when I saw that there was a movie on Netflix, and then I was so disappointed in everything. It's sickening, actually. It shouldn't exist.
I had no idea what to expect going into it, obviously.
That probably made it seem a lot less horrible.
Yeah. Because I was like, well, this is kind of complicated. And then, but I mean, in the end, I was like, it was decent. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think it was bad.
That is the worst piece of shit movie I've ever fucking seen.
How was there blood on the gauze, but not in her hair? There is no blood in her hair.
She doesn't even have red hair. She's fucking blonde.
Yeah. It's not like her dye faded. Trivia.
Yeah, I don't think they thought that through.
No.
That's okay.
Literally every one of these dudes could be a Chad. Could they not?
Chad 1?
There are five dudes.
Chad 2? Chad 3?
And they're all Chad.
Chattopus.
Chattagon. Because there's five of them.
Yeah.
So they'd be a pentagon.
I thought you were trying to reference someone's going to die soon. Chattagon.
Well, I mean, either way, really.
I took that in a very morbid way.
You take everything a very morbid direction.
This is true. What was that one thing I posted about water? Want to lose weight? Drink water. Want clear skin? Drink water. Don't like someone? Drown them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just fucking drown them.
Just drown them.
I feel like if I were getting attacked by bees, I'd let the chainsaw go.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
Look, what are you going to kill all the bees with the chainsaw?
I wonder if you... How would killing a bee with the chainsaw go? And I'm speaking of this not kind of from experience, but not really. I actually have a photograph upstairs. I will have to grab it for you later. but I killed a bee and I kind of cut him in half a little bit and then I set him on fire and then I took photographs of it.
One of the college kids just speared himself on a downed
tree. He was running so fast. So fast he made it in about, you know, 4 feet. Mm-hmm. He could be in the Olympics.
Right?
Just
so bye-bye, Usain Bolt.
So what I'm trying to say is, how do you think a bee getting hit with a chainsaw would look? I would love to photograph that and just have a whole portfolio of that. Because I'm already started. I'll just continue my work from high school.
Okay. That's heavy.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I tried to see how long a stink bug would last under a wine glass. By the way, a week and 5 days.
With no food or water.
Nope.
Just we tortured a bug to death.
I do feel bad. I don't think it was accurate. Because I did flip him over when he was very weak. And he couldn't flip himself back over and I didn't try to help him this time. And he died that way. Actually, I don't know if it was a he or a she. I always say he. But I don't
they.
Know. I don't know anything about what the fuck they are.
The bug.
The disgusting motherfucker that was under my wine glass.
Sorry, bugs. Please no one call PETA. Especially considering PETA kills a ton of animals every year, so.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's a stink bug.
Yeah.
They're evil.
Quite.
And there's too many of them.
Just freaking everywhere around here.
Yeah. I feel like
I sawed into a bee's nest. Why? Like you would fucking do it on purpose.
I feel like that would be my response. Why? I feel like I would go to the hospital. Maybe. If I had blisters, you know, about an inch wide on my fucking face.
Right?
But let's just pour beer on it. That sounds like a really good alternative.
Logic.
You know, working in medical, that's totally what we did. That's what we did. We just poured beer on your face.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. They'll go find their friends.
Ooh. Sorry.
Kind of. And through all of that, he never lost his dip.
Nope. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, strong lips, I guess.
I wonder if I would be able to keep gum in my mouth.
I don't know.
I feel like I would probably
end up choking on it.
I feel like I have gum in my mouth enough, and I do enough with gum in my mouth that I could do that.
Can you walk and chew gum?
Yes. It's one
That's
of my many,
very impressive.
One of my many talents. Look at this.
He's precious.
I know.
Just precious.
I feel like I always think, look at my adorable dog. Just look at him.
He's like staring at us. Why are you talking about me?
I just leave a hit here. Looks sad. Play with me.
Let's all hide behind the exact same thing, because that's not obvious or anything. Even Patty's like laying on the blanket. He's like, I'm cold, Mom. Next time I'm going to bring an electric heater.
What? Why? My house isn't that cold.
Okay, the past couple of years, I've had my house at like 73 all winter, at
what
least.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at like 58.
It was 65 in the living room this morning when I woke up, and I turned the heat on. Until it was 73.
Yeah, I've had...
That's life with a toddler, though, because he can't really be cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in, like, 0 degrees inside of where I live and be fine with it. You just put on more clothes.
We got your friend.
I wonder how many people have that tattooed on them.
Like, written that way, too?
Yes, like because of this movie.
Like, it was just carved into their ass?
Yeah, because of this movie.
Yeah.
I love how everything fits her.
I know.
Perfectly. How are you not dead?
Oh my gosh.
That's what she said.
Outhouse hole.
And again, she still has perfectly curled hair.
Yeah. Which she is wearing down.
Mm-hmm.
For manual labor. Which is completely unrealistic. That shit would be piled on top of her head in a messy bun.
Yeah. Especially with hair that long.
Yeah.
Because I would know.
I know. I mean, my hair used to be down to my ass, so.
But, well, since my butt crack's not long enough.
Your hair better be. He's having her dig her own grave.
I feel like if I were in that group, that would be my first thought. Oh, man.
I'd be like, does she look scared? Am I overreacting here?
Oh, I would be laughing about having her do your own grave. That's kind of funny. That's kind of ironic. Oh, I love this.
They've carved a spear.
Hey, your friends are here. The slow descent down the spear.
Oh my god, that would be such a terrible way to die.
I'm flying. And then you just slowly float to the ground.
Right.
Very painfully.
What does he... What is that, like a steak knife?
I thought it was a screwdriver.
Oh, was it?
I thought. I don't know. I don't have my glasses on. I never have for this movie.
This dude just jumped directly
and he's trying
into
to
a wood chipper.
Yeah. And he's trying to save him.
But it looks like he put him in there.
Yeah. Dude. I'm sorry. If you ever jump into a wood chipper, I'm not going to try to pull you back out because the first thing that's going to be gone is your fucking head.
Exactly.
You're dead. I'm sorry. I'm going to let your body go all the way through. And... You know,
just whoosh, all gone.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, that got morbid fast. I won't be Gretchen and try to save all of your skin for a suit later.
What?
Have you not heard us talk about who? Her and I agreed. Granted, this is not real. This is not going to actually happen, but we joke about if I die first or if she dies first, the other person is going to make a little suit out of their skin.
You and who?
Gretchen. Like, if I die, she gets my skin and she can wear it. And if she dies, then
you can
I get
both
to wear
make
her.
A suit out of me. Maybe like a t-shirt.
Just a t-shirt?
Or would you call it a c-shirt? girl.
A sea shirt.
A sea shirt, no.
We'll just... Man, that got morbid again.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. Y'all were listening like, I thought they were watching a movie. We still are.
I'm sorry, I get really distracted.
We've had a doozy of a day.
Just a doozy.
When you kids know? Started killing themselves all over our property.
You know what? If you did a reality TV show of my life, except not like reality TV, but more like a movie, it could be like Tucker and Dale. If you put me in that situation, I bet my luck could be just as bad.
Honestly, you're probably right.
Yeah.
This is your kind of bad luck.
I know.
Or you would be one of the kids that killed yourself or something.
I'm not stupid. Bad shit happens to me.
Who doesn't even, like, attempt to wipe their face off?
Especially when all they care about is their appearance.
Yeah.
Maybe she's afraid she'll smear her makeup.
She was worried about her stripper shoes. Not that strippers are bad. We love strippers. Mm-hmm. But they are reminiscent of stripper shoes. Though... I don't know that I've ever seen a stripper wear heels that low.
I can't wear heels without, you know, tripping.
I can't either. I do not have I just do not possess the coordination for heels.
I used to, and...
I have a hard enough time with flats, man.
I love flats. You know, I threw away my black pair of flats finally.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, do you want to know how I finally decided to get rid of them?
Did they split entirely from the sole?
No, it's actually worse. So I was raking the yard, and it was very muddy, and, you know, there was a lot of shit piles that I had not cleaned up. And, you know, there was holes all over the side of these shoes.
Oh, no.
So when I stepped in a pile of shit, it went inside of the shoe.
Oh. Gross. So
when I took them off, I didn't really realize how bad it was. And I really thought it was mostly mud, and then I could smell it. So I threw them away. So I hot glued my plaid flats down today so that I can wear those. Because
you need E6000.
What's that?
It's a type of glue. It's really strong.
Oh. Yeah, I just used hot glue and
prayers.
And call it a day. I probably need to glue them back down again. Like, go around it a little bit more.
Build up your glue layers.
Yep.
Don't wear them during the summer.
It's a good thing it's about to be winter.
Right?
Maybe I'll buy new shoes by then.
Perhaps.
Huh. You know, I never thought about... Do you think that if you had a really big person, if the wood chipper would stop working eventually? Like, even just tall, like a... You know, like a basketball player.
Well, I mean, if there'd be it so... stopped with him, so I didn't even think you would need a big person.
He also was pulling at him a little bit.
Just... the cops shit. Just showed up, and they're dragging a half of a body,
covered in blood.
Yeah,
like they're covered,
just covered.
And there's a bunch of people claiming that they've killed their friends,
mm-hmm.
and they're holding one of their friends. Part of them.
Part of a friend?
Is it an acquaintance now?
Too soon. He just died. Kind of.
But I wonder how far you could get a body into a wood chipper before the wood chipper decided that it wasn't going to do it anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, did you section the body before you tried to put it in? Or
no.
Stick it in? Well, I mean...
Let's just say...
I'm going to go with halfway.
Who's a popular basketball player? Because I don't know anyone's name. Just name one. I don't give a fuck who it is.
LeBron James.
How far...
That's literally like the only one that I would
LeBron James. How far do you think his body could go into a wood chipper before it stopped working?
I don't think he's like super tall. I don't know. I'm going to go with halfway because I feel like the pelvis would be hard to break up. Because it's very wide.
It'd give up.
Yeah. It would be hard to, like, crush it smaller.
Oops. That was a little scary.
If I hadn't knocked her unconscious with a shovel.
Yeah, she's in my bedroom. It's just...
Stop talking.
Oh, this scene coming up is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's in reference to something earlier, but neither of us really made comment on it. The board with the nail that comes flying out or something when you step on
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I think she's not brain dead, right? But what's funny is there's nothing wrong with the place. It's just, you know, there's people involved and people suck.
Yeah.
If there were no people, they could have had a really nice time in their vacation.
They totally could have. Except for that board.
Yeah, something would have happened with that board, but...
There he goes.
So now there's a board nailed to the cop's head.
I feel like how could it, it wouldn't have come down with that much force.
No.
Like, that's buried real deep in there.
For comedy purposes.
Yeah. Like, it would have hurt. Sure, you might have some puncture wounds. I don't think it's going to penetrate your skull.
Yeah.
Gert.
Probably not, but I'm so glad they did. Told you we should have fixed that beam.
I like how the subtitles are "They argue, kids scream in terror."
Fucking check. I forgot we had a Chuck in this movie. I remember we commented on Chad, but now we have Chuck. There's Chad.
Chuck was pointing the gun, and Dale's like, yeah, take the safety off.
He's just a very nice guy. Let me help you
That's
out with
that.
That's
way more than six shots. From a gun that's supposed to only hold six bullets.
Right.
That's something that I always hate about movies. They're not realistic with that shit.
Oh, no.
Like, not at all. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. He does that all the time.
Oh, damn it, Patty!
Oop. I smashed my face.
Trying to take a picture. Oh. I burped. But it was, like, silent.
He'll roll over again.
God, I hope so. I'll just leave the camera open. I forgot to turn my Bluetooth off. Shit. I'm running my battery down.
Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry. I feel like that would be sarcasm if it ever came out of my mouth. Did I hurt your feelings? That sucks.
That sucks.
Sorry about that.
I can't not be sarcastic, though. Like, I just don't know how.
Yeah, I don't either.
Just roll over you. Poor doggy. Dude, if someone put a fucking gun to Padfoot's head, I'd lose my shit.
Right?
It's like, you know what I'll do? I will fucking nail your dick to this table. And I will cut it off centimeter by centimeter, motherfucker.
Millimeter by millimeter.
And I'm not going to let you bleed out either. You're going to be fucking live and well.
That knife that toasts the bread? Yeah.
I like this
And
idea.
We've come full circle to toast. High five.
Back to our toast conversation.
How do we always do that?
Now you can have protein with your carbs.
That's what the bacon was for.
And just fry it up. It's almost like bologna. If you slice it right.
I don't like bologna.
I don't either. But I do like Spam.
I've never had Spam.
It's pretty good.
My mom used to make fried bologna sandwiches with yellow mustard.
Blech. Mike loves that shit. Anyway.
Gross.
Hey, look, it's finally empty after about 1,000 shots.
I think he had time to reload. So realistically, he had 12 total. Because math.
I'll get really mad. He makes me feel like a bad person. I'll get really mad.
I know.
I'll fucking nail your dick down.
Two kinds of people.
It's a beautiful day for Ren, isn't it?
And then Princess chases after them in her wedges.
Yep.
At least the other girl was smart and she's wearing like Chucks. I could run in Chucks if I had to.
Right?
I mean, you can't always be prepared with your Nikes, but come on now.
Fucking wedges to go camping.
In the woods. Not even like a campground. Like in the woods.
With no backup shoes.
No. And apparently no freaking backup clothes either.
Just cover myself with these leaves.
Because that's going to help.
Right. And she's wearing a bra. I'm sorry. If I ever go camping, I'm not wearing a fucking bra.
Right. I'm going to be one with nature.
Yep. Probably won't wear pants either. It'll be just like right now.
Right?
That's what I'll look like.
Thanks, Pad. Finally took his freaking horn in the other room. Come on.
He'll be back.
Right? Probably. Most likely. How would you even wake, like, if you're knocked out and then they put you upside down, and presumably, you know, you're knocked out for at least a little while, all the blood would rush to your head. How would you even wake up?
I don't know. He must have not punched him very hard.
Hard enough to knock him out.
We're about to hear pee sounds, I think.
Nope. He closed the door. 45 seconds of urination. Did he just slip?
Yes!
I forget what he cut off.
Is it a finger? It was a finger a because finger. The ending, which we can't talk about.
Yeah.
Though, I don't think if anyone has not seen this movie and they've gotten this far in, they probably don't know what it's about anyway, so they'll...
Yeah.
Probably don't give a fuck. She still has perfect hair.
Oh, of course.
That's not dirty. I feel like
not one molecule of dirt got in there.
Or blood.
No.
I feel like if I got hit in the head with a shovel, knocked out, and then fell into a dirty hole.
There, I mean, you would reasonably have at least a little dirt.
Yeah.
Even if he tried to, like, brush you off or something.
Oh.
You're so interested today. Please do not jump on me. You will have a bad time.
He won't jump on you. I'm in the way.
Oh. Have you seen him jump over some shit?
He can jump far.
I think he's coming over here because he's like, Mom still has ham out.
Mm-hmm. He does this all the time, no matter what. Dang.
I need you to know that I'm here.
This is generally how I relax, is with this, like this.
Yeah.
Just, hey. Hi.
I should have worn socks.
Why?
Because I like warm feet.
I almost never wear socks. Would you stop?
Patty. I just did laundry, and so I finally have clean socks.
I have so many socks that I never wear.
I used to have, a ton, but I got rid of a bunch that, didn't fit anymore because they weren't the style that I liked. And they were just smaller, my feet have grown, so.
So, I've never told you about something that really made me mad when I first started dating Mike. It involves socks.
Uh-oh.
So, I had the same pair of socks for 11 years. I know that that's a very long time to have the same pairs of socks.
Yeah.
But none of them had holes. They were initially black, but they were a medium gray at this point.
After 11 years.
They were still pretty dark. I mean, not if you put it up to black, they looked pretty light. Yeah. But he made me throw them away because he said it was disgusting.
Brandon literally has underwear that look like Swiss cheese. And he keeps saying, oh, I need to buy new underwear. And I'm like, so fucking do it.
You know, I think Brand and I have something in common. Because
I can't hold do on. It.
Let me step away from the microphone and show you my ass.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. I saw the hole earlier.
Well, there's two.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I believe if this is the pair I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, there are. There are. And your butt crack looks the perfect length for those underwear.
I know. So I don't care how many holes it gets.
Oh, it was two fingers. They cut off his bowling fingers. His bowling fingers. He's going to have to just throw it with his
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is probably because I'm high. But you know what we should do? We should have a bowling party, and it'll be Dale and Tucker versus Evil themed, and we'll all only bowl with our thumbs, and someone's...
My thumb is too goddamn wide to fit in a bowling ball.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Trust me.
Your thumb is not that much bigger than mine.
My thumb is so wide. But, okay, here's the thing. The reason is because I need a 6-pound bowling ball, which they only make for kids. I cannot use a heavier bowling ball because it just kills my wrist.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fucking cubital tunnel for you.
Yeah.
I can't bowl with my left hand even though I'm left-handed.
I'm a very dangerous person to bowl with, believe it or not.
Are you really good at it or do you have a bad habit of throwing the ball behind you?
I'm just not very good with that kind of ball.
I won't ask what type of ball you are best with. Because I know the answer.
But I have many times smashed my fucking feet by dropping the bowling ball.
Oh.
So many fucking times. I have some strong ass fucking feet. And they're small.
I'll just wear Brandon's steel toes. When we go bowling. Just think. Over my own shoes because his feet are big.
But can you imagine? I feel like someone would break their fucking thumb if you only bowled with your thumbs.
Yes. For sure. Or it would get stuck and you'd like launch yourself down the lane.
I don't feel like you'd go too. I mean. You'd probably smash your face on the floor.
Most definitely. And they like grease it up too. Not your face. That may or may not already be greasy. I don't know. My knee just popped, and it was the greatest thing.
I didn't know your ink because it was right when they showed the dead body. I'm like, you knew he was there.
He's got a fucking machete. Oh my gosh.
It's a trap. I mean, how did you not guess that it was a trap?
Right?
Man.
That was so close.
That hurts my nuts and I don't even have any. Oh, they're still there.
He's glad he's not hung like a bear. He's totally about to
poop. There you go.
That's so terrible.
This vacation sucks.
Ooh, feel my hair.
Oh, it feels so much better.
I know. Your hands, however, feel sticky.
Yeah, they're kind of cold and clammy.
Yeah.
You know, that's normal. I'm sorry.
It's because it's fucking cold in here.
No. It's perfect in here.
No. Anyway, it's your house, whatever. That's that Redken All Soft. Really? It feels so good. And I don't use very much of it because, I mean, my hair's not super long, but right. The conditioner is so thick.
I may have to try that.
Yeah. Ulta had it on sale. Like, you could get a shampoo and a conditioner for $24.
That's not too bad.
Nope. But you'd probably want to get two conditioners because you have long hair and the conditioner bottle is 2 ounces less than the shampoo bottle for some fucking reason.
Yeah. I have so much fucking hair. I go through conditioner like it's fucking water.
This, I literally use like that much. And I rub it in my hands first. And then pat it onto my hair before I rub it in. That way I evenly distribute it. And that works really well.
Yeah. I only condition my hair from like here down.
Yeah. I just have so much breakage. I try to condition the top so that it lays flatter. And then I use the It's a 10 light leave-in conditioner. And, like, it's literally like a lotion.
Weird.
It's very thick.
Stockholm Syndrome.
The Stockholm Syndrome.
And then fucking Chad is just jealous.
Yeah, because he's like, if you won't have my dick, you'll never have any dick.
Ever.
Basically.
So, just from that alone, you know, he's not into threesomes with another guy.
No, he's a Chad.
He's a Chad. He can't be around anyone who might have a bigger dick than him.
Chad is toxic masculinity embodied.
With a small dick.
Yeah.
Or a average
inferiority dick. Complex. Fuck off, hillbilly.
I love how she still looks perfect and everyone else is dirtier than fuck.
And her pants haven't, like,
moved.
They haven't, like, gotten too loose on her?
Nope.
What is this? Every injury, he's like, let me pour a beer on it.
Maybe.
That's like the hillbilly version of rub some dirt on it.
He might be onto something. You never know.
Earl Grey is great.
Great. I thought you made the pun.
It wasn't intentional.
Because I knew that that's probably funny. Why they said great, because it's punny, and I thought that that's what you were catching on to.
I don't think like that, apparently.
Earl Grey is great.
Great. I have, like, an eyelash in my eye, and it's bugging the fuck out of me.
Mm. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would help you, but you know how I feel about eyeballs.
I don't, but I wouldn't have asked for your help anyway. Okay. I don't want anybody else's fingers in my eye.
Right?
It's I would have asked for some Visine or some Clear Eyes or something.
It's finally starting to get dark in here.
Oh, yay. It'll get even colder.
All right, let me start a party.
Let's get this party started.
Yeah. When I initially saw them carrying her like that, I thought they'd stick her over the fire and cook her. Sorry, that's just...
It just makes me think of the remake of Friday the 13th, when it came out in 2009.
Yeah.
They put the dude, or the chick in a sleeping bag over the fire.
Shit, dude. I need to rewatch that. I have not watched it since it came out in theaters.
I saw it in theaters, too, and I remember thinking to Brandon... Shit. Or not thinking to, like, we're fucking telepaths. Thinking and telling Brandon, like, that I was, like, really thrown off when the credits finally came up. Because I was like, that was a really long fucking opening scene.
Oh, man. But I don't remember a whole lot of it, actually. Fucking Chad.
Thanks for sharing. Oh, finally.
This movie. Well, it took her a while because she had to run in those fucking wedges.
What's his excuse?
Trying to fucking wait for this bitch.
Oh.
Because he's a gentleman.
A gentleman.
Damn it, woman! Well, he disproves my point,
right?
Though, honestly, I believe that would probably be one of the same things that would come out of my mouth, too. If I had to be around that cunt the whole time. I'd totally love a cup of tea right now.
Right?
She is a dumb bitch. Just can't stand her.
I mean, really, aren't they all kind of dumb bitches?
They really are. But she is especially dumb. I'm sorry. If you left her out by herself, she would not fucking survive shit. She'd die in 15 minutes. She'd do something stupid. Inhaler squirts.
I really love Netflix subtitles, but I really miss they used to, in the subtitles for Law and Order SVU, when the theme song came on, it said funky mystery music. And it made my life. And I'm very sad that it doesn't say it anymore. Are you stroking your mic stand?
Yes.
Just like giving it a handy.
If
you can't find a hole, make another one.
Weird.
Too far.
Yes. Looks like he punched him in the throat. Did he? I forget.
I wasn't totally paying attention to that part.
Stop, drop, and roll, motherfucker.
He's in a horror movie. He didn't learn that. Again, she is especially dumb.
They say stop, drop, and roll. That's also a really terrible way to die.
Oh, God, it stinks. Did you read the subtitle? I didn't get a chance to read it right before it went away. Crackling like a campfire?
Is that what it said? Didn't read it. I'm sorry.
Can we replay that? If it is saying that, that is my favorite thing.
Oh, look, Two-Face.
This entire movie. I have to know. And then we'll come back to this part.
Okay.
It's very important. Okay. It really wasn't that far ago. No.
I'm on fire. Flames, we see that.
Moonshine.
Put it out.
Screaming.
Sobs.
He's crackling like a log. I think.
Why is there so much gas? So many gas cans.
And she decides to smoke right now.
Right?
But I think that's my favorite line in the movie. He's crackling like a log.
His poor cabin.
My vacation home.
Just whoosh. All gone.
I thought you did a great job.
Really?
And he's like fucking Two-Face.
Mother fucking, coming out fucking here. Chad.
Are we watching Dale and Tucker, or are we watching Batman?
What movie is this?
I'm sorry.
Come on, Tucker's truck.
I feel like I would have just cut his fucking head off.
Right?
You know? Or hit him with the fucking truck.
But, like, their intention was never to kill anybody.
Yeah, but if he's trying to kill you, just fucking kill him. Be done with it. Move on with your life.
True.
There are bigger and better things out there. Just get it done with.
Yeah.
See? Making murder a positive thing. Though that wouldn't... It wouldn't be murder, would it?
I think that would be self-defense in that case.
Yeah. And look, the dog survives. Spoiler.
There's like a website that, I think it's called Does the Dog Die? And it's a list of all the movies that the dog dies in.
I think you told me about it. And I said I'd look at it, and then I didn't. Story of my life. Yeah, keep going.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear Mike up there?
No. I was paying attention to the movie.
Sorry, I just heard, yeah, keep going, so I had to make it sexual.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Even though I know it's just playing a game.
The subtitles are so blurry without my glasses.
Oh, they are, yeah. Wincing in pain.
When we was kids.
Is there porn subtitles? Like, are there ever subtitles on porn? I wonder what that would be like on Netflix.
I don't know.
Like, what would they come up with?
Can you imagine a, like a, I mean.
I really want to add subtitles to some sort of porn, Caitlin. Let's do this.
We'll make it our mission to make accessible porn. That's your Miss America platform.
Yep. I could pull that off. I need to get on this idea.
You know, porn for people who use screen readers. They can describe the actors.
Sloppy wet noises.
There you go. We have the weirdest fucking ideas.
Which, by the way, I don't like the sound of mac and cheese. Because it sounds like sex when you are just, you're too wet. And it's disgusting. I hate the fucking sound of macaroni and cheese when you're stirring it.
It's horrible. I love macaroni and cheese.
Yes, it's good. I just don't want to listen to it. I feel
that
like
sound, you're 100% right, though.
I feel like if I'm going to scoop it out, I need headphones or something to not listen to that shit.
Yeah.
The more you know about me, Caitlin, I'm sorry. And hitting her head.
Knocking herself out. Jangers. The fuck kind of name is Jangers?
I don't know. A lot of people ask me what the fuck kind of name is Padfoot.
I think that's a fandom name.
It is. But a lot, I didn't realize how many people don't know the Harry Potter fandom until I named my dog Padfoot. Because so many people are like, the fuck is that? From Harry Potter. Who's Padfoot? What the fuck?
I'm sorry, we cannot be friends.
Right? By the way, it's Sirius Black. I don't even care if that's a spoiler to you. I don't give a fuck. You should know it. Common knowledge.
It's been years.
Okay.
Did he say awesome? He found me and killed me?
Yeah.
And now I'm dead. Yep. Well, shit.
Well, son of a bitch.
Have you seen Goonies?
Oh, God. It's been a long time and I don't remember anything about it.
For some reason, this reminds me of that restaurant where they find the family and the entrance to the tunnel thing.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
Oh, okay. Well, except for the fact that it's a sawmill, you know. And there's like a giant saw on the inside instead of a restaurant. How is he functioning?
I don't know.
That would be so painful.
Right? You know, in most circumstances, with the rope and being tied down, that could be very exciting, but not in a sawmill.
And not when your dude's got half his face blown off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were makeup or something, it would be less weird, but I really, that wouldn't be attractive either.
No. I'd be like, you need to get to a hospital. You're going to get an infection. For sure. I'm surprised that it didn't say, like, triumphant music or something. Right?
There should be triumphant music in porn. He's going to keep coming back to that.
He's a killer hillbilly now. See, she dressed for camping. Then again, I suppose those are not her clothes.
Yeah. But they fit
despite
her
despite the fact that they fit her perfectly.
And he is much bigger than her.
Mm-hmm.
You had to ask.
I thought it might look kind of intimidating. I am so sorry for all of the burps. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You know, if they'd spent less time fucking chatting, this would have been a lot easier.
Right. Like, I don't know, maybe cut her loose or something.
It's no big deal.
I was heading over this way anyway. It seems like kind of a safety hazard to not have, like, an emergency off switch, maybe closer to the saw itself.
Right.
Like, why is he able to control it from there, but they can't control it from the actual saw?
Hmm.
Just seems like poor planning.
A little bit. Especially in this scenario.
Uh-huh.
Rabbit comes around. I would be so fucking angry right now. Wait, can you just get your shit together?
Right.
And why not use the chainsaw the first fucking time?
I mean, cut a section into the board so she can just roll off of it. Mm. Or even roll over to the other side.
Right.
Out of the way of the blade. Oh, God. Ouchie. Eh.
He did, you know, half his face is burned off. It must feel like nothing.
True.
At that point.
I mean, he screamed.
But he's just right back at it again. Again, she still looks perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm about to get a haircut.
Too soon.
And there's, like, something on the back of the pants
that looks, like, looks a like a heart. Yeah. Around the butt crack.
Yeah.
Just let me frame this. With a heart.
Why is it always butt cracks?
I don't know. What is up with that lately?
I don't. It's like every time. We find some reason to discuss butt cracks.
Because so much stuff is about butt cracks now. Like the underwear.
True.
It was comfortable, but I don't see why I need to peek that out. That's.
Do you want to see my butt crack? Who goes upstairs? You go out. You run.
Right. You get the fuck out of.
Unless you were in the basement.
It just looks like a patch over her butt in the shape of a heart.
Yep.
That looks horrible. Maybe there was a hole there.
Perhaps.
Bent over in the butt crack, just so put a patch on it. That's the only logical thing I can come up with.
A plastic bat.
A hollow plastic bat. If it were solid, it wouldn't be quite as bad.
They just happened to find some chamomile teal. Mm-hmm. Tea.
Teal.
Chamomile teal. Well, I'll be.
A single survivor. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you guys can't hear what's going on.
Nope. Sorry. We've been very quiet the last few seconds. And they left the chainsaw.
I know.
I'm sorry. I would have sawed that motherfucker into a million pieces already. Mm. But not.
Well, I mean, they ran. I mean, he wasn't, like, knocked out. They just ran away from him.
I would have found an opportunity.
You're half hillbilly. It can't be. How can I be half hillbilly? How could this possibly be?
There's no such thing as truth. Everything is a lie. Even the fact that I'm about to try to cut you in pain.
Fucking tea in your face.
Yeah.
Like I said, I remember weird stuff.
I love it when people remember weird stuff. Just random bits of information that literally will not help you in any situation unless it's like this.
And again, I would have fucking chopped his body up into little tiny pieces.
They never do that in horror movies, though.
I know.
That's why you end up with seven-part series.
Although, have you seen Hostel 2?
I don't think I have. I've seen the first one because we say, of course, my horse all the time.
You should watch the second one. The ending, I died laughing.
And just...
Okay. Okay.
I feel like I die laughing at every horror movie.
They put his fingers back on!
Well. His fingers.
Yeah.
So, whose finger is the other one?
I don't know.
So, someone would have to get their finger cut off super recently.
Yeah.
For them to have put it on there, but I don't remember there ever being a woman getting her finger cut off in this movie.
Maybe they were donor fingers.
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Then wouldn't he know it's a donor finger? Shouldn't they have told him that?
I don't know.
By the way,
how would he not know? It's got a red fingernail.
And why would it still have fingernail polish on it? That's not...
It looks like it has an acrylic nail.
Yeah, why would that still be on there?
I don't know.
That wouldn't be sanitary.
I think time is of the essence when...
But if it's a donor finger, wouldn't it have already gone through a process?
I don't know. I'm not sure that they take the time to remove acrylic from severed fingers. It's a process.
Yeah.
Unless you just bite them.
I can't help it, Caitlin. I know it's gross.
I love the end of this.
Pretty darn good bowler.
So we're going bowling.
If only he could go with his bowling fingers and then not fall off.
Right? And her hair is perfect.
Well, she could have done it this time. It's logical
now. I know that. I'm just saying.
I want you to imagine Tucker trying to bowl with his brand new fingers. And they get stuck.
Yeah.
And it rolls down. God damn it. With the fingers stuck.
Comes back up through the ball return.
The only thing left is the fucking middle finger.
One of them fell out.
Well, that got disturbing fast.
Does it ever not?
I know. I need to just stop being surprised by it.
Ooh.
And you know, I'm shocked that I've never gotten a helmet as a present from somebody. Truly. It's shocking.
I don't own a helmet.
I don't either.
Mike does, though.
Mike's already got a helmet. What is up with him having the perfect response to what we just said?
I have no idea. And when they was bleeding on us and everything.
Squishy. Something is squishy up there.
Oh, no.
Would you help her?
I don't know. Well, you guys, the movie's over.
Yep, that was that.
Yeah, okay. We're getting there. You should probably stop the movie. It's going to play the trailer for The Babysitter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which I watched, by the way. Kind of funny.
I caught a little bit in, and the only thing I've really gotten to really notice is that she's blonde and her smile is fucking freaky.
It's very strange.
She's just weird looking.
I think she's pretty. Anyway, this has been Butt Stuff.
Yep. We watched a movie.
Bye.
Bye.